guys, he would be here to promote the 50th.
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me, he said, are you thinking of the 75th? Well, I was going to promote one for the 75th anniversary. And I'd love to if I knew I could live that long, you know.
Yeah, good time doing all that. What all did this club do?
They played every sport that you could think of. They had a boxing team, football team. They won more championships in the history of any organization in the state of Illinois.
Wow.
They could fill up this house with trophies. And they had a full-blooded Indian that played football with them. He was a member of the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I had spoke to him 2 weeks before this banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gotten a settlement from the United States government of $2 million. For his tribe, but his father was the chief. And his father passed away, but they made the settlement with the son. And
how did he have, he was in the club?
Yes.
How did he did he live out here?
Well, he stayed with a fellow by the name of Dom DeSano. He was going to Purdue University.
Ah.
And he had quit school.
Uh-huh.
And rather than go back home, he stayed here with this Dom DeSano.
Uh-huh.
He lived with them.
I see.
And he lived with them for a good many years.
Yeah. That's real interesting. Well, where is he? You don't know where he is now.
He's in Wisconsin, and he never did come to the affair. He was drunk. He's an alcoholic.
Oh, shoot.
And everybody was expecting him. Everybody wanted to see him. He'd have been, he's about 72, 73 years old now.
Oh, he should have come. He would have had a nice time.
Yeah. I guess he feels pretty bad about not coming.
Yeah.
Because this Dom DeSano talked to him over the phone and told him what a time he missed.
Oh, my.
In fact, there's others that didn't come
mm-hmm.
that are sorry they didn't come.
Yeah.
I gave away beautiful souvenirs for the men and women.
Uh-huh.
That this affair cost me $5,000. I had to raise $5,000 to run this and make it the success that it was.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that? You ask businessmen to contribute and so on?
I went out and got ads, if you notice.
Yeah, I saw the ads in the...
And that helped pay for some of these.
Some of it, sure.
Right. And I had no problem getting the ads.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was mention the name Bonnevere. Oh, certainly, you know. And they gave it with no trouble whatsoever.
That's beautiful.
Then there was a profit of maybe $4 on a ticket
mm-hmm.
because I had to pay for the meal.
Right.
The meal cost me $8, and I was selling tickets at $12.50.
Mm-hmm.
But this paid for the open bar
mm-hmm.
and the band, and mm-hmm. I had a terrific band there.
Mm.
And I called up one band leader who played for the old Bonnevere Club in 1929 and 30.
Oh, my.
And he was booked for that night, and this man was attempting to call off that other affair to play for the Bonnevers because he said his first big job was playing for the Bonnevere Club.
Oh, see there.
And this man has got to be in his 70s. He's still got the band.
Amazing.
This story is very, very interesting. This
Bonnevere. Oh, definitely.
Mayor Daley played against the Bonnevers.
No kidding.
That's right.
How about, he was on a different team, of course, then.
Right.
Yeah. So they played all over the
He state. Played with a team by the name of Hamburgers.
Huh. That's great. That's real interesting. I'm really glad to know about that. Tell me anything else you remember about old times on the East Side. Things you did that you liked especially well.
Wow, there's so many things.
I know.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Where to start?
Believe me, because the East Side to me was one of the most interesting communities in the city of Chicago.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And I know for a fact, and I met many, many coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Of various high schools.
Yeah.